Martha Gellhorn looked like a movie star, could curse like a sailor, and held her own along with Edward R. Murrow and Ernie Pyle in the masculine world of war reporting. In a new biography, simply called Gellhorn, celebrated biographer Carolyn Moorhead takes stock of Martha Gellhorn, who seems to have never met an obstacle she couldn't vault herself over. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
There was a time, not so very long ago, when dames walked the earth. Dames were a special breed of woman, part Girl Scout, part femme fatale. They were smart, self-reliant, and sexually liberated. Lillian Hellman was a dame, and so was Katharine Hepburn, on screen and in life. But perhaps the greatest dame of them all is the one now least familiar to the public, Martha Gellhorn. If most people recognize her name at all, they know her as one of Ernest Hemingway's wives, his third, in fact. Gellhorn, who stayed married to Hemingway for less than 5 years, came to loathe the man. She once confided to a friend that he needed me to run his house and to copulate on. When I thought I'd go mad from loneliness and boredom, I slipped off to war. War was Gellhorn's element. She was a journalist, most spectacularly a war correspondent, who dodged bombs during the Spanish Civil War, where she and Hemingway first became an item, and who managed to land unauthorized on Omaha Beach just hours after D-Day by hiding in the locked bathroom of a hospital ship. In 1966, at age 58, Gellhorn paid her own travel expenses to Vietnam, where she wrote some of the earliest and sternest criticisms of the war. In her enthralling new biography called Gellhorn, Caroline Moorhead briskly extracts Gellhorn from Hemingway's shadow, and as a parting shot, convincingly argues that, of the two, Gellhorn was both the better journalist and had the bigger pair of cojones. Surely the greatest danger any biography of Gellhorn's must face is that of simply falling limp with admiration before such a titanic creature. But Moorhead, who knew Gellhorn in her old age, emulates Gellhorn in her rigorous addiction to truth-telling. The result is a nuanced and compelling portrait of a woman who, like many of her generation, was not given to psychological introspection. Gellhorn despised self-pity, a trait she disliked in contemporary feminism, and surrounded herself with friends of a feather she called non-moaners, among them Eleanor Roosevelt, H.G. Wells, and the photographer Robert Capa. Gellhorn also knew herself to be an erratic, sometimes cruel mother to her son Sandy, and at the core, sexually and emotionally remote from her two husbands and numerous lovers. But those and other flaws acknowledged, what a life Gellhorn made for herself. Born in 1908 to an upper-class, half-Jewish family in St. Louis, Gellhorn inherited her suffragist mother's spunk and progressive politics. After a brief stint at college, she set off at the end of the Roaring Twenties for Paris to become a writer. She had $75 in her pocket, a typewriter, and two suitcases. She was also startlingly beautiful, blonde and leggy, and throughout her life, Gellhorn unapologetically used her looks. After a bumpy education in politics and romance in France, Gellhorn came back to the United States to travel alone up and down the eastern seaboard and write investigative reports about textile mill workers for Roosevelt's Federal Emergency Relief Administration. In those reports, Gellhorn found her trademark voice of barely contained fury against injustice. It's that voice, Moorhead says, that distinguished Gellhorn's best journalism for the next 60 years. In her accounts of lynchings in this country, the bombing of Guernica, the Russian invasion of Finland, the liberation of Dachau, the McCarthy witch hunts, the formation of the State of Israel, and on and on. One of the unexpected fascinations of this biography is its long look at how a dame like Gellhorn coped with old age. At 89, a cancer-ridden Gellhorn decided to end her life with a pill. It's an act to neither decry nor admire, but it is of a piece with Gellhorn's almost fearsome determination to control her own destiny. Gellhorn once said, "You can do anything you like if you are willing to pay the full price for it." Throughout her superb biography, Moorhead chronicles Gellhorn's triumphs and the bills that always came due.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Gellhorn, A 20th Century Life by Carolyn Moorhead. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.